Please welcome Toronto FC manager Greg Vanney to the program. Greg, thank you so much for doing this. How are you?
My pleasure. Well, thank you.
I'm so glad to see that you're healthy. And I don't mean you. I know you're healthy. But the team is healthy. And you guys are on fire. I mean, I know that the second half against Orlando on Wednesday, it was you guys had to really hang in to win that game. But I guess it's a testament to the fact that you guys are conditioned. And I know there's some guys that, you know, like Josie's still probably getting his legs underneath him. But when you got Jovinko assisting on two and Josie and Ricketts both scoring, I mean, that to me, that's about as good a scenario as you can get for TFC, right?
Yeah, it's going to Orlando is never easy, especially on a midweek playing on the turf. It's always hot and humid, and we had a little less of the ball at times than we'd like to. So yeah, we had to dig in a bit at times over the course of the game. But I thought we created our chances at the end. We got the one that mattered, and we got out of there and with 3 points and positioned ourselves in a very nice position for the tail stretch here, as we move towards the playoffs. And we have a number of home games, and we love playing in our stadium in front of our fans. So we're in a good position now to try to really push towards the end here.
So how does it feel to be in first place in this late in the season? And especially considering last year you made the playoffs for the first time. And I'll use the Toronto Raptors. It's analogous to what's happened with the Raptors, right? And we had Masai Ujiri on the other day, and he was talking about how proud he was and the fact that 3 years ago when he took the job, the team was a teardown, and he was going to tear it down, but he kept Kyle and he kept DeMar, and now they've made it to the Eastern Conference Final. You guys are on the ladder. You're taking the steps, right? You don't make the playoffs a couple of years ago. Last year, big strides. You make the playoffs. You lose in your first game in the playoffs. And now you're in first place this late in the season. It's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, it feels great. And I'm really proud of the players. And, we've had a challenging season between starting on the road for, a number of games and then having quite a few injuries to what we would call our key players or some of our key players over the middle part of the season. Yet, we've managed to keep focusing on getting better and improving some of our young guys and bringing them along. And, as we've gotten healthy, we've turned, close results into wins and 3 points and sometimes even, significant wins. I think the confidence of the group just keeps building and we know we have depth. And for me now, it's first place is first place. It's about us continuing to grow in each of our performances that we challenge ourselves to be the best version of ourselves as we get down the stretch here, because if we can do that, then we'll stay on top. If we get comfortable here thinking that we've accomplished something being in first place, then that's when things get a little dangerous. So, my challenge to the guys is we still haven't reached the best version of ourselves yet, and we need to keep working towards that.
It is 9:17. You're listening to Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Joey Vendetta with Greg Vanney, TFC manager. Look, you guys are in incredible form right now. You've won you only have one loss in your last 11 games. Your 2-1 win, as we said, lifted you to first place with 43 points in 26 games. Sebastian Giovinco, as we've discussed, has been the catalyst since he's come to this team. He has 16 goals. And it's Josie Altidore is the guy that I've always found to be the wild card, because when you have an engaged, happy, healthy Josie Altidore, this guy he's a game breaker as well. And to have two or three game breakers, which I think you do now, is incredibly important. Talk about him coming back and how he's been playing and the progression in his game.
Well, he's come back and he's physically in a very good place. Mentally, he's in a very good place. I think he's very confident about his return back to play and all the work that he's done and that we've done as an organization to help get him into that spot. What's the value to Josie is A, what he brings to our team, just he himself and his skill set, just being the big striker and a target and a guy who will work for us both on the attacking side and defending side, who can hold up the ball. But even more so is he draws attention, and he also brings Sebastian's game to another level, because Josie's able to pick out Sebastian on certain runs where, 80% of the time, where maybe some of our other guys get him 50% of the time. So it elevates everybody else's game and Seba is one of those guys that continues to elevate his game, and he does so when Josie's around, just because he knows that some of that little extra quality is there on the field. Plus, the attention that Josie gets draws a little bit of attention off of Seba. The two of them have a great relationship off and on the field in terms of looking for each other and combining with each other. And so our attack just gets that much better. And that helps our group. We've done a good job all year of really defending and being stingy on the defensive side. And when our attack is firing the way it has been more or less for the last several games, then we become a very difficult team to deal with. And, we need to keep working at those things. And like I said, I still think we have more to go. And that's going to be our goal for the next, six, seven games as we head to the playoffs.
So Montreal is a team that you've had. Look, they're looking for revenge on a couple of levels, I think, in this game tomorrow. And whether it's the losing 4-2 on aggregate in the Amway Canadian Championship or the 2-0 loss on April the 23rd, they're going to be motivated from that level. And look, they made amends on decision day, and this is a rivalry, a real rivalry between these two cities and these two teams. What can we expect tomorrow from a team that is you guys, the TFC, that is largely healthy? Similar approach that you had against Orlando, or you adjust the game plan for Montreal?
Well, we'll adjust the game plan for Montreal every game. And given all of the circumstances that go into the game, we make small adjustments.
Sure.
We don't change necessarily our group, but we will adjust a little bit to try to take advantage of things that we think we can benefit off of them, and we'll try to control some things. They have a different group as well, so we'll make some adjustments. But we want to, we want to be aggressive at home. We want to, be entertaining for our fans. Be smart about how we play. It's the third game in 7 days, so these are always challenging weeks with travel in the middle of it. So we have to be smart in how we go about things, but. But we feel like we have, the right setup and the right guys who can really create a lot of problems for them. And at the same time, we've got to be very aware of the players that they have who can create some things from their side between Drogba and Piatti. And, they've got guys who can punish you if you make mistakes. And so we've got to be very sharp mentally and stick with the plan and continue to do the things that we do well. But we're excited to be home. We know it's going to be big for our fans. As we play Montreal, we've done a good job of dealing with them in the regular seasons. And so we need to keep that up. And, it's going to be a positional battle. They're trying to solidify their position in the playoffs. And we're trying to chase the continue to stay in the top spot and chase the supporter shield that, ultimately we like to be in a position that we could host the MLS Cup final should we get there. So we have our eyes set on that.
Before I let you go, something that I have to bring up, and I've always found it, I talk about it all the time and how impressive it is because the environment at a TFC game is so great. Mm-hmm. Talk about your supporters and what they mean to you and to the team, whether it's the Red Patch Boys, 109 and Ibriotti. We know it goes on and on. There's such an incredible array of fandom at TFC games, and it's just something that has always blown me away. The original 109, the Tribal Rhythm Nation, the Youth Sector. I know that if I didn't mention all of them, I would get crap from them, so I did. But for you, for Greg Vanney, and I know how much I've talked to Javinko about it, but also Altidore, how important are the fans and the way that they act at the games?
It can't be underestimated. I mean, the league is not very big, and so we know a lot of, each other in the league and so many of the players, and you hear from some of the various people in clubs that when they walk into the stadium now, just given the size of the stadium, and you walk through the tunnel and the roof's on and they just see the imposing stadium as it is one thing. Now you put into place the fans and the noise and the support that we get all the way from, you can't underestimate also the value of our fans singing the national anthem. I watch the opposition sometimes when our fans sing the national anthem, and you can see them looking at each other like, holy cow, this is impressive. And you can see that they're down a goal the second they walk in into our stadium now when our fans are going and they're making a noise and they are singing the national anthem and the crowd is behind us and our supporters are behind us. You can tell that in their mind, they're just trying to get out of there with a draw. They're just trying to survive. And so it gives us it really gives us a boost, and it gives our guys energy throughout the course of the game, especially in these weeks where this is the third game in 7 days for us, and guys are tired. There's no question. It's human nature, but they're going to be driven tomorrow by the fans behind them and by the noise and the support, and it's going to give us the boost that you know we always need and use, and that's why I say we want to come out and play smart, but we want to entertain, and we want to make sure that we keep the crowd behind us and give them something to continue to cheer about. But it's our support is off the charts. It's better than anywhere that we go to in the league that we see, and our job is to keep giving them something to be excited about.
Greg Vanney, technical director, manager for TFC. Thanks for doing this. Last question before I let you go.
Sure.
You have picked up a final piece from what I've been able to ascertain in Loney. Yep. Armando Cooper, and tell us about him and if it's official or not official, but I see articles on him being a guy who's at Bezbachenko saying he's a pretty versatile midfielder and adding to the attack.
Yeah, Armando is it's official, and I think, you know, I think the announcement and the picture, we've just been on the road, so we haven't been able to do, you know, the photo ops and all that good stuff. But Armando's he's a Panamanian international. He's played in Europe, in Germany. He's played in Romania. He's played 76 times, I think, for the Panamanian national team. He's a versatile midfielder, meaning he could play out on a wing. He could play like in a wide diamond midfield position. He has the ability to play sort of as a second forward at times as well. He has played right back, but it's not really, you know, our use for him necessarily. But he's a very good attacking player. He's very composed on the ball. He's very responsible and tactically aware in terms of his positioning on the field. And because of his experience, we feel like it won't take too long for him to adjust to the league and settle into what we're trying to do from a tactical nature. And this week he was with us as we traveled all week, but we didn't put him into play yet, just because I wanted him to get to kind of settle in with the guys and get to know what we're trying to do tactically. But we hope to have him involved real soon, and we look forward to it. He brings a little bit of a different skill set, but and some more maturity to our group down the stretch.
Well, only adds to your options, right? When you're subbing in. So that's great. Good luck tomorrow against Montreal. Keep up the good work, and hopefully, knock on wood, you remain in first place. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Love having Greg Vanney on.